Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
She stood in the street.
How good is that?
That one's good. That's good.
The band Free. And the lead vocalist at this point in that band's short history, Paul Rodgers from Bad Company. One of the best singers in the history of rock and roll, quite simply.
Good player. No question. Good player.
Thanks for playing along.
Hey, that's why I'm here.
I appreciate
it. That's why I'm here, Bobby.
Number 67.
Can I call you Bobby or Robert?
Go ahead.
Better?
Bobby.
Robert.
The guy called me Bobby. Go for it. All right, now from Free, number 67 on my top 100 list. And we'll be counting it down to the top four on Friday, August 31st. Will you be listening? Are you coming in that day?
I'll probably just try to come in that day.
That's outstanding.
And if I can't, I'm going to get on the phone. I'll be on the phone with you for 2 hours.
Well, we'll be starting our picks soon.
When are we starting to do picks?
We got to come up with a date. We got to have our fantasy draft. All kinds of stuff coming up here on the Drive.
Man, you keep me busy.
I know we do. You enjoy it.
So we'll do Thursdays again?
We'll do the picks on Thursdays.
Okay.
We're excited to announce that Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine will be joining us on Fridays throughout the high school football and basketball seasons to talk high school sports.
Perfect.
That's good stuff. So we're working it.
It's funny how you get through the summer and then you get to the end of August and then you got everything going, isn't it? You know, especially for sports talk radio, in the summers, besides baseball and a little bit of golf, there's really not a lot that's going on.
Yeah, you know, I used to feel that affected this show or not. That affects sports shows a lot, but we just talk about anything here.
Well, I know. I understand that.
So it doesn't matter what the topic is. I want to talk about a story Tommy told us.
Oh, I would hope so. We have to chat about that.
Yesterday we talked about our favorite things about growing up in our respective hometowns. I thought that was fun. We've got a story Tommy told us about his youth.
That's good.
I promised the listeners we'd discuss Bill Snyder. And here he is signing a five-year contract extension. He'll be 83 when this contract runs out in the year 2022.
Everybody thought he was going to retire. Like, the question was, was that his last year?
Now, obviously, this doesn't tie him to coaching until 2022. He could still decide that he wants to leave. That's the way it works. He could still retire. But he has a contract now that runs through the year 2022. And the question today that I ask on Twitter, again, sponsored by Syndio HRO, you can get to it at KFH Radio. Which of these best describes your reaction to Bill Snyder's contract extension? Keep it rolling, coach, or why, Bill, why? Which way would you vote there?
I think I'm on the why.
But we can't relate.
But I don't know. I don't know what. I mean, he tried to retire once and he came back because
he didn't
like it. And he's obviously still a good coach. So on the other side of it, it's like, well, why not? If you can do it, then why not? I mean, maybe he doesn't like being retired and having nothing to do. That's my guess, is that he still wants to be involved and have something to do.
I think this is his thing. This is his legacy, obviously. It's what Bill Snyder's going to be known for generations to come. The job he did as football coach at Kansas State, he's literally built a program. They had a program before he got there, but he's built a program.
No question, but his legacy is going to be the same whether he coaches these next 4 years or not. It's not. I don't think it's going to change anything.
He's doing it because he likes doing it.
That it has to be the answer.
Told the reporters at the first media day that feels good. He's battled the cancer in his throat, and he feels good, full recovery, wants to coach football, wants to lead his team on the field, wants to experience the joy of being a football coach. So my reaction would be, keep it rolling. As a guy who's 63, I'm not 82 or Bill's currently 77. I get that. But I admire a guy who says, hey, let's go. Don't try to slow me down. I'm not listening to all your talk about how I should fit the stereotype of an older person. No, that's not me. I'm as vital and as vigorous as ever. And when you get a little bit older, Jason Duda, and I'm scolding you now.
I can see that. You got your finger
in
my face.
Pointed out.
Wow.
And you'll understand things like this.
Well, I'm not saying I don't understand it. Because a lot of people, you get in retired, and I know lots of people that are retired. They enjoy it. I know some people that can't stay retired. They want to be able to go do something. They want to do something. Now, obviously, Snyder's in a different situation because the whole nation knows who he is and what he's doing. If he still likes it, I don't think there's a problem with it. I have no problem with that. Why not?
61% are with you. Why, Bill? Why? 39% are with me, and I'll guarantee you those are people who are probably a little bit older and say, you know what? If you can stay vital in this world, man, keep going.
So
I get irritated when people approach me and say, how you liking retirement? I'm not retired in the traditional sense of retirement.
No, you're retired from the paper, but you're not retired.
I left the paper to ease my schedule. Well, that's basically how that works.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it.
Something had to give. It wasn't going to be League 42. It wasn't going to be my involvement there. So when I got to the age where I could do it, where I could do it financially and make ends meet, I said, you know what? Good run. Plus, the whole media thing's changing. I wasn't necessarily adapting to that. I don't know if you know this, but I'm pretty set in my ways.
I've kind of felt that way, and I can tell.
Yeah. Well, I admit that. So as I told you before we went on the air, we were talking about Bill Snyder. I haven't missed working for the paper. And that's surprising to me because there was a time in my life when I thought, I'll never leave this job. It's fun. I enjoy it. I like being a part of a newspaper. I like producing a newspaper product every day. I like the fact that people go to their doorsteps or their driveway every morning to pick up a paper and to read it. And now that's not the case. The news is much more readily available. Newspapers are being phased out. And that's not necessarily the media world for me.
Well, no, it was totally different for you when you started in this business. So I can understand that. But when it comes to Snyder, more power to him. It's almost why you asked me the question on which one I would pick.
Right.
I had two choices. I was kind of wavering on the fence, but why? And then I said, well, why? Because you still want to do it. You didn't want to do the paper as much anymore. You left. He still wants to coach at his age. That's great. Everybody's different. Everybody's going to make that decision for themselves.
Absolutely.
At the time when they get to make that decision.
Some people don't have the luxury of even thinking about
retirement.
That's
the other side of things. Some people don't have a choice, and you have to work. Some people get the choice where they can or they can't.
Some can retire when they're 35.
I think it's way better if you're passionate about something and you want to keep doing it, then do it. Do it until you can't do it anymore. Why not?
So, keep it rolling, coach, is your vote, ultimately.
Yep.
See? Through discussion.
Simple discussion.
You were able to change your mind.
Yeah, because I, like I said, I was kind of on the fence. But when it, after we have a 5-minute discussion on look at it this way, look at it that way, you can see the other side, and maybe the other side's right. And I can do that with anything, with anybody at any time.
Here's the thing. It's not traditional to look up and see a coach on the sideline who looks like your grandfather or your, in some cases, your great-grandfather. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't fit the normal thing that we see. But with Bill Snyder, K-Staters have developed such a bond, such a trust for that man, that I think it will be traumatic when he's no longer coaching there, no matter the reason, whether it's that he decides to retire or it goes bad or heaven help us should he become sick. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But I think K-Staters, for the most part, embrace him and want him to be there.
Well, he retired before, and I think that's probably what happened as well.
There's a fear of the unknown, especially with the Ron Prince situation.
Yeah.
There's a fear of the unknown. Like, K-State has never been good without Bill Snyder as a coach.
Oh, very true.
So what guarantees that they're going to be good if he ever leaves?
Well, there is none. It's in sports, so there's no guarantee anywhere. Never. You can never guarantee anything.
But has he built the program to the point where the next coach will just continue to prosper because of what Bill Snyder has built?
No, I think Bill Snyder talks to these kids and parents, and that's why they go there. Is that wrong to say? They bring somebody else in, and, well, is it the same as it always has been? Well, there's no way
but
it can be the
kids,
same.
But do kids? Listen, I'm asking. You're not necessarily a kid. But how do 17- and 18-year-olds react to Bill Snyder on a recruiting visit? Do they get him a cup of tea and let him soak his feet? How does it work?
It's kind of, if they're probably good kids, they probably do, because it's like you said, your grandpa walking in the room, let alone that he's going to hold you responsible for the next 4 years. So, yeah, I would hope so, because if he did, then you know that's probably a kid you can count on. Rather than the kid just sitting on the couch as you come in and he's playing his video games.
So if you let Bill soak his feet, good for you.
So happy days.
Here's Jeff. Jeff, you're on the show with Bob and Jason Duda.
Hey, this is Jeff. Hey, not that Jeff, by the way.
Thank goodness.
I can tell.
Okay. Hey, I'm Bill Snyder. That's my second point, actually, but I'll make it first. You know, he deserves to play it out, but I kind of wish he would just move on and let a younger coach come in and, you know, take over. But
are you a K-Stater, Jeff?
No, I'm not I didn't graduate K-State, but I follow the team. But
you're not a diehard K-Stater. So while your opinion certainly matters, and I get it, it's the diehard K-Staters whose opinions, they're the ones that I think speak to this more.
Yeah. And in fact, my first point I wanted to get to.
Yep.
On the newspaper you were talking about, you know, I grew up reading the newspaper. I'm in my 50s. And I everywhere I go, I order the newspaper. I go out and read it 7 days a week. I got my kids reading it. And I found out recently I don't read it as much. My kids don't read it as much. And 12 August is my last day with the Wichita Eagle. I canceled it.
Well, unfortunately, you're not alone. And the Wichita Eagle won't be surprised by your decision, because their emphasis is on their digital product.
I understand that. But I mean, it's a sad day, but I just don't read as much as I used to, you know. So
you're one of many, many, many people that could say the same thing. All right, we need a break. We'll come back, and we will get to Tom's story about his youth.
Maybe
his
best story ever.
It's a pretty good story.
It's a top five for sure.
it's a good story. It's an alarming story. Back in a minute. This is a Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.